Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my mighty fine wife, Bev.
On a wonderful Wednesday, a day off. Okay, today's Do Not Fear scripture, hallelujah, comes from 2 Samuel 9:7. 2 Samuel 9:7 says, "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." Well, that's a great story of David and Mephibosheth.
It is.
Okay.
On today's call, we're going to discuss why God wants you to be successful. There's absolutely no doubt that God wants you manifesting biblical success in your life. It's important to understand the significance of biblical success. That's where you and everybody around you recognize that God makes you successful.
That's the one.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9, New Century Version. Lord, your God will make you successful in everything you do. You will have many children. Your cattle will have many calves. Your fields will produce good crops, because the Lord will again be happy with you. Hallelujah. Just as he was with your ancestors. Did you notice that first sentence of the passage where it says, "The Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do"? Wow. First off, he's not just any God. He's your God, your personal God, the one who has your picture on his refrigerator.
That's right. Second, he will make you successful in everything you do, not just some things or the most pressing and important ones. No, he, the Lord God Almighty, is going to make you successful in all you do. The key to our biblical success is obedience to his instructions. You know, there's a lot of, if you do this, you will get that.
Try.
Joshua 1:7, New Century Version says, "Be strong and brave. Be sure to obey all the teachings my servant Moses gave you. If you follow them exactly, you will be successful in everything you do."
Glory.
Our obedience to God's instructions are like a prerequisite for success. And it's mentioned several other times, really, in Scripture as well. 1 Kings 2:3, New Century Version says, "Obey the Lord your God. Follow him by obeying his commands, his demands, his commands, his laws, his rules that are written in the teachings of Moses. If you do these things, you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go."
Wow.
When we're obedient to the Lord's word, then we will experience biblical success regardless of where we're at or what we're going through. Job 8:7 in the New Century Version said, "Where you began will seem unimportant because your future will be so successful." Wow. Joseph was prosperous, a successful man, even when he was standing on a slave block in Egypt. One of my favorite scriptures when the Lord God opened my eyes to this one. Genesis 39:2 in the New Century Version. This is Joseph had just been sold into slavery, and it says the Lord was with Joseph and he became a successful man. He lived in the house of his master Potiphar the Egyptian. The King James Version of Genesis 39:2, this is the second verse now, says that Joseph was a prosperous man. Verse 1, he got sold into slavery. You would think that's the end. Verse 2, it says, but he was a successful man. You know why? Because God was with him.
Right.
Okay. You know, at that very moment, you can be up to your eyeballs, maybe at this very moment, you're up to your eyeballs in debt or working at a dead-end job or, you know, trying to find one or so broke you can't rub two pennies together. But that's not where you're going to stay, because when we follow the principles of God's biblical success, we're going to succeed. Genesis 39:3, next verse. New Century Version says, "Potiphar saw that the Lord was with Joseph and that the Lord made Joseph successful in everything he did." Everywhere Joseph went, people were blessed. He was successful regardless of his circumstances. It was his attitude that made his altitude possible. Genesis 39:23, we're jumping ahead now, from 3 to 23, New Century Version, says the warden, he's now in prison, paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and made him successful in everything he did. It's not where you're at. It's where you're going.
That's why we want you to write this next statement down. It's not where I'm at. It's where I'm going.
That's it.
You can even personalize that. It's not where Will is at. It's where Will is going.
That's right.
It's not where Lana is at. It's where Lana's going.
It's not where Lawrence is at. It's where Lawrence is going.
Absolutely. So let's look at 16 key principles to guide you on the journey to your biblical success. Number one, biblical success is a multiplier.
That's right.
It's contagious and impacts everyone who comes near.
Mm.
Number two, biblical success unites. It doesn't divide. Number three, biblical success is a long-range solution to every problem you face. Number four, biblical success is God's plan to bless you, which enables you to bless others.
Number five, biblical success creates opportunities for personal growth, advancement, and scriptural giving. Number six, biblical success is not about you, but what God can do through you. Number seven, biblical success demotes greed and promotes generosity.
So true.
And number eight, biblical success is a consequence of the decisions you make and the actions you take.
Number nine, biblical success experienced by the few is designed to bless the many who have not yet come into a revelation of his biblical rewards. Number 10, when governments seek to excessively tax or control the earnings of those who experience biblical success, the ultimate victims will not be the rich, but the poor, who are the recipients of their charity. Number 11, biblical success is based on your understanding and activation of the timeless principles found in God's Word. And number 12, biblical success isn't the pursuit of wealth, but rather the accomplishment of godly goals.
Mm. Number 13, biblical success isn't against you being rich, but rather you being controlled by riches. Number 14, biblical success is knowing that what you've got is not all you'll ever have.
Yay.
And what you're doing at the moment is not all you'll ever do.
True.
Number 15, biblical success is not what you have, but rather who has you. And number 16, biblical success is optional, but so is failure.
In order to experience biblical success, there are some things you must start doing. Obeying God's instructions, some things, that you must stop doing. Exit out of your life. Success in Spanish is the word exito. E-X-I-T-O. E-X-I-T-O. If you want success in life, you have to exit and escape from some of your previous habits and acquaintances. You must leave the poverty mentality to enter into his plan for your biblical success. You must leave thoughts of limitation behind to enter the reality of biblical success. You must leave the blame game and enter into a new era of personal accountability for your actions. You must leave behind any tolerance of mediocrity to enter a new lifestyle of excellence. You must begin to see success as a way out of everything that's been holding you back and keeping you down.
When you start doing what's right in the sight of the Lord, then biblical success is going to be your ultimate destination. So there's one final question. Why does God want you, one person, to be successful? Well, the same reason God wanted King David successful and prosperous, so his people could be blessed. 2 Samuel 5:12 and The Good News translation says, "And so David realized that the Lord had established him as king of Israel and was making his kingdom prosperous for the sake of his people." When we're successful, other people are blessed by our association with them. And even the heathen will rejoice in God. Did you know that? Genesis 39:5 says, "And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field."
God wants you successful for a reason. But your decision, whether or not, well, his desire needs to become your reality. That needs to be what you want. Those of you who are on the conference call, I think it was yesterday morning, maybe it was yesterday morning. No, the enemy would do everything possible to short-circuit our phone call and the teaching of the six steps to success. But he lost, we win.
That's right.
In case you missed that teaching, it's on our website. You can go to podcast and listen to it right there at haroldherring.com. Hallelujah. You know, God is just so good to us.
He is. And you know what? We are going to have a wonderful Wednesday, and we want you to, by just loving the Lord, reading his word, obeying it, and allowing him to make you successful and a blessing to everybody who knows you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, honey.
Hallelujah is right. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
You're so cute.
And you will be richly blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes, you will.
Amen.
And so until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts again. You are funny.
I like saying
Have
that.
A blessed, blessed day.
Amen. Bye-bye.